This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Rescissions headed to Hill. Trump seeks RIF order relief, and USDA spares some offices. AFBF details farm tax impact. The average farm would pay $5,125 more in taxes each year should Congress fail to extend expiring provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That's according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The additional taxes would total $9.3 billion for the ag sector. The biggest impact would come from higher individual tax rates and the expiration of the 20% deduction for pass-through business income. That deduction, known as Section 199A, would rise to 23% under the House-passed budget reconciliation bill. Lawmakers to consider spending cuts. The White House is expected to send lawmakers a package of spending rescissions later this week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota told colleagues yesterday that the proposed spending cancellations will be high on the Senate's agenda this month. Congress has 45 days to act on the rescissions request once it's submitted to the Hill. Approval only takes a majority vote of both chambers. The administration has identified a number of wasteful uses of taxpayer dollars, and we will be taking up this package and eliminating this waste, Thune said. We'll make that a priority. Take note, Thune also reiterated GOP leaders' goal of getting the budget reconciliation bill to President Donald Trump's desk by July 4th. Senate Republicans remain divided over some key issues with the House passed One Big Beautiful Act. Trump goes to Supreme Court in relief of RIF order. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to put a hold on a lower judge's order that stopped USDA and most major federal agencies from pursuing reorganizations and reductions in force. The request came at an application to stay an injunction issued by the federal judge in the Northern District of California. Solicitor General D. John Sauer said yesterday in the administration's filing that the general direction and guidance in a Trump executive order and subsequent memo from OMB and OPM are unquestionably lawful. Plaintiffs in the case include federal employee unions, professional societies, local governments, and nonprofits such as the Northeast Organic Farming Association. They have until next Monday to respond. Rollins seeks to maintain leases in 8 California offices. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has asked the General Services Administration to rescind lease termination notices for 8 California USDA field offices, she says, in a letter to Senator Adam Schiff. GSA has officially rescinded termination notices for offices in Bakersfield, Bly, Los Angeles, and Salinas. Rollins also was asked to do the same for sites in Madera, Oxnard, Woodland, and Eureka. Take note, USDA still discussing the viability of continuing a lease for a Forest Service office in Mount Shasta, or, quote, if the services provided out of an office can be performed at a more suitable location, Rollins says in the letter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Boren to get confirmation hearing. Milk markup scheduled. The Trump administration's nominee to be USDA new Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment will appear at a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Ag Committee. Michael Boren, who would oversee the Forest Service, co-founded Clearwater Analytics, a Boise-based firm that says it provides the most trusted investment data aggregation, reconciliation, accounting, and reporting. Boren has been in a dispute with the Forest Service that, quote, hasn't fully been resolved over a cabin that he built on land in the Sawtooth National Forest in Idaho, according to E&E News. Also on tap at the Senate Ag, the committee will mark up a bill aimed at giving public schools the choice of providing whole milk to students. Rural electric co-ops eager to move forward on BEAD plans. Members of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association eager to move forward on broadband expansion projects funded through the Broadband Equity Access Deployment Program, according to CEO Jim Matheson. While NRECA would like to see some streamlining of program requirements, it also would like to see projects move forward as quickly as possible, Matheson told reporters. The BEAD program has not necessarily moved as quickly as we would like, Matheson said, adding that uncertainty about the program's future also frustrated some electric co-ops. Now take note, former BEAD program director Evan Feynman told AgriPulse in May that amid BEAD's pause, the Commerce Department was looking at ways to expand satellite broadband's role in the program. While Matheson said he doesn't think that satellite should be taken off the table, he emphasized the agency should set strong minimum service standards to make sure we do it right the first time. Rail regulator scraps rate dispute rule that was challenged in court. The Surface Transportation Board has unanimously voted to remove an embattled rule meant to speed up agency reviews of rail rate disputes. The rail dispute system would have allowed the board to choose one of only two prescribed maximum reasonable rates presented, similar to a model used in Major League Baseball. However, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals last year vacated the rule after finding the STB lacked statutory authority to implement it. STB Chair Patrick Fuchs in March announced the agency did not intend to appeal the court's decision. Here's today's final word. It's going to be a very busy month. That Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota, after outlining Senate's June agenda, which includes getting a budget reconciliation bill to the White House. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.